The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Most men don't know what to do without their wives. They never get a chance to find out.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will come to order. You know, Ginger, I've been thinking. Here we are, working together all this time, and I really know very little about you. Suppose you tell me something about yourself.
Well, the first important thing I can remember is that I was born.
Well, believe me, Ginger, I doubt if the event was important to anybody.
It was to me, Mr. Holtz. It was the first time I was ever born.
Well, I'm glad you told me, Ginger. Up to now, I didn't know whether you were born or whether you were knitted by your mother.
Thank you, Mr. Holtz. Some people think you're mean, but I agree with them.
Say, Miss Ginger, I would like to ask you a question. Do you remember your childhood?
Well, I was much younger.
Oh, of course.
Mother was very proud of my mop of golden curls. Besides, they came in handy to polish the car with.
I can imagine.
And I'll never forget the day my Aunt Aggie leaned over the crib, put her nose right up close to me, and called me her sweet itty-bitty baby.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes, Mr. Holtz. That was the day they found out I had three teeth.
Well, I've heard everything, but not here. Well, sir, I finally bought myself a suit. Here's a brand new suit, and it's imported. Oh, this is the most wonderful cloth, and the cloth, it comes from England. Now, the man in England, he makes the cloth, then he sends the cloth to America, and who does he send it to? He sends it to a jobber. And the jobber, he sells the cloth to a wholesaler. Then the wholesaler, he sells the cloth into my tailor. Now, here's an amazing thing. How can so many people make a living off of something that I haven't paid for? But, you know, in the last few weeks, I've been feeling so bad, so I figured out maybe if I get some exercise. That's what I need, exercise, so I go out in the park this morning. I took a long walk in the park. The air was wonderful, and I inhaled this wonderful air. I went like this. I did that about three times, and all of a sudden, I heard my left lung say to my right lung, "That's the stuff I've been telling you about."
Do you want me to continue the story of my life, Mr. Holmes?
Oh, I suppose so. I imagine that boys came into your life very early.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. I'll never forget my first love affair. I discovered it one day when we were both sipping the same soda. I knew then that he loved me.
Well, how did you know that?
He drank so slowly.
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.